I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Frickin' Freezing Cold Side. How's everyone doing tonight? Oh, no, I'm alone. My co-host just kicked me in the butt. What can I say? She broke my heart. I'm heartbroken. It's already been a harsh month, and, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just heartbroken. What can I say? Yes. Well, technically, after next week, we're off for the next 2 weeks anyway. Well, because New Year's and Christmas Eve fall on a Monday. And I may come on just to chit-chat with everybody, but usually during the holidays, we do a lot of music. A lot of music. Mm-hmm. For the YouTubers, you will get to hear the music playing, but we will delete it afterwards, because if not, we will never hear the end of it from YouTube. It's an interesting thing. But there's been a lot of news going on. Look, Mark starts right off. They're impeaching Trump. They're not impeaching Trump. That was priceless, man. I'm just saying that was pretty good. Oh, actually, Gloria, hold on a second. You know what? I didn't realize I don't have the cam on. Well, I didn't have. I'm not. Wasn't wearing a tie or anything. Anything. Hold on. We'll see. Let's see where it's at. Oh, there it is. Merry Christmas, everybody. How y'all doing out there? Oh, look at the little pretty Christmas tree behind me. Wait till y'all see the tree I'm putting in my living room. Oh, yeah, man, y'all going to like this, man. Oh, yeah. Well, we have, when we bought this house up here, you know, growing up as a kid, might as well do the whole story. You know, I was pretty much raised on live trees, but I do remember when I was young, you know, it was a couple of years, 3 years, my mom had that silver tree. I don't know, it's kind of dating me here, but she had the silver tree with the little thing that turned and made different colors and the silver would sparkle and all, yeah. I ended up playing Jedi with the damn thing. That's what happened to you. Yeah, take this foil. Yeah, no. God knows how much that little cheap tree cost back in the day. But after that, it was pretty much live trees. And we bought this house, and we even here, we've had a live tree every year. We just put it outside. We have it's a 10-foot fake tree. It's a beautiful tree. No, it's not no cheap, but this thing costs almost $600. It's a beautiful tree. And we usually put it up, but I kind of missed a live tree. My mom just passed a couple of months ago, and as a matter of fact, her birthday's in 3 days, so December's a hard month for me. But I just kind of wanted to smell at a pine, and it has a beautiful tree. This is a 9-foot tree I got. It's going to look gorgeous, and the house is big and fat. But when it's up, I'll let y'all all see it. Rich, no, actually, to be honest with you, this is probably going to be one of the tightest Christmases for me since – I don't know. Wow. Yeah, it's been tight this year. And then the holidays, and even though it's not super tight, but coming into the holidays, Christmas falls on a Tuesday, New Year's falls on a Tuesday. I can already tell you, the day after New Year's, I'm not going to be at work. So it's going to give me 2 days that week, maybe 3 days a week before. It's contracting work. It's feast and famine. And January is not exactly – well, I shouldn't say that. Some months it's actually busier than other months. It's really weird how that works, but some months it's actually quite a bit busier than and then some years. But since Katrina, actually, for the most part, the holidays have been busier. Before that, this basically was for us. Come Thanksgiving until Mardi Gras, which is usually in the February, beginning of March for us, it was dead. I mean, it was enough that you could survive because we own a maintenance company, so we do maintenance and stuff like that as well. But man, I mean, you're just barely making it. But the last few years, it hasn't been like that. We've been doing a lot of remodel work, a lot of other stuff, and unfortunately, this year it is tight for the holidays. So, no, the economy's good. It's not that. It's just kind of the way the whole thing fell out this year. It happened some years. I'm not complaining. No, I've been making decent money. Oh, no, Gene, that's Katrina money. That's a whole different kind of money there. It's a whole different level of money. Yeah, it's like raining money from the sky kind of money. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not shitting you. I wasted more money than 5 years after Katrina. I don't even want to talk about it. It's just sad. It's just one of them things, people. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I did a lot of good, did a lot of work for a lot of people, helped out a lot of people, got a lot of people, saved a lot of people a lot of money. And, you know, a friend of mine got mad at me because I was doing a lot of this, helping people with their insurance company and not getting paid for it. All my partners and friends thought I should be charging 10% of whatever they saved. The hell with that, man. These people are suffering as it is. Screwed it. I was making good money. I didn't care. Yeah, I was making good money. Man, look, I was having fun. I was doing a good job. And stupid me had no idea. That whole year and 2 years after, I had no idea. I was running around after Katrina. I mean, running, jumping up and roofs, going around. I had an artery, a right artery. At that time, it was about 95% closed. 2 years after that, I went to the hospital to see because I was getting lightheaded and found out I had a major right artery going to my heart. It was 98.8% closed. Yeah, he said he didn't. Didn't even have a clue. Not a clue. Just tell y'all, people, keep up on your health. That's a lesson to be learned there. But anyway, moving on to other stuff. No. What you mean for the campaign violations? No, this isn't really something they can put him in. That's what you mean? No. This isn't really something they can put him in jail for. Yeah, the liberals are going to make it out to whatever. Oh, we're going to impeach him. No. Obama got in trouble for basically the same thing. Well, no, it wasn't for girls, but it was still for paying something off. He was fined $300,000 and it was brushed under the carpet. So going after Trump on something you let him get away with, that's not going to bode well in the country right now. And the Democrats got to be real careful. You got to remember this. So does Mueller. Anybody who sets the status quo, remember, the world is shifting now. Sweden has gone completely right. France is on its way to going right. You're going to get Rincon. Europe, Merkel's gone. She's no longer leader in Germany anymore. You're seeing a fundamental shift back towards a conservative because there's just been too much nastiness and too many things people weren't ready for yet. So you're seeing a fundamental shift. But while this is going on, this guy's managed to renegotiate three poorly done deals into excellent deals for the country. He's got Putin not knowing what the hell to do because he keeps driving oil down further and further and further. You got to remember, guys, he loves Putin. If he loved Putin, if he really truly had been in cahoots with Putin, oil would be $4 a gallon, people, not $1.80. It's $1.89 where I live. So, yeah, no, that's – if he was truly in cahoots with Putin, because that's where Putin gets his money from. That's what supplies his armies and his military. Right now his income's cut by half. Yeah, plus you got to put in the car. I mean, he's getting $50 a barrel. And about 20 of that's going out, so he's making about $30 a barrel. He could be making 60 or 70. People, y'all wrong about that. But the media is such cowardly. If they were true journalism, they would have already brought this up. Well, you know, guys, there's a lot of things he could really be doing to help Putin if that was really what was going on, but he's not. He's going out of his way to hurt him in a lot of ways. Well, the Ukraine deal wasn't his fault. That was an Obama and Bush deal. And for him to crack down on Putin now, well, I think he should give the ships back. But let me ask you this, and this is just putting this as bluntly and succinctly as I can be. Do you want to start World War III over three ships and some Ukrainian sailors? Because this is what it comes down to. Because Putin can't beat us in a war, and he knows it. Even with China's help, he still can't beat us in a war. China and Russia against the United States standing alone would be one hell of a fight. And in the end, the U.S. would probably still come out on top. Or none of the three would survive anymore because nobody's going to lose. We're not going to ever lose the war because we have 10,000 nukes. So this is a matter either we win it or everybody loses. So frankly, China's just starting to experience living like Americans, man. They don't want none of this shit going on. They want stability. They want to go to the moon. They want to go into space. I'm not sure that China's not even willing to renegotiate quite a few things in order to stabilize this planet because they want to be the richest, most powerful nation on the planet just like we were. They want to enjoy these things, and they can. But we as a country, along with our allies in Europe, are not going to allow it as long as China's a threat to us. As long as they're buddying up with Russia, they're a threat because China was well on its way to passing the United States economy up by 2050. Now it's not. Now it's going backwards. We're going forward. They're going backwards. Because of Trump. Trump knows what the hell he's doing. He's a businessman. Well, I heard Bloomberg put his hat in there. Bloomberg's an idiot. Oh, no, he's not one because of business. He's not someone I'm saying, but he's an idiot. He's a lefty liberal. He's like most liberals. He can't figure out why y'all lost so badly in these elections. It's a blue wave. There was no blue wave, people. We gained seats in the Senate and in governorships. And it's traditional to lose the House and the Senate in 2 years after a presidential election, but they didn't. That means more than likely he will probably take the House back in 2020 along with the presidency. Because right now, if the country and the world keeps moving in the direction it's in and the economy stays in this shape, he's a shoo-in. They're not going to condemn it. The country's not going to care. I tried to tell you this over Stormy Daniels and these other women. The country don't care. Liberals, you just don't get it. The country just doesn't give a shit about that. They don't care who he screwed. Nobody's getting him for rape. Nobody said he raped him. This isn't a Bill Clinton thing. This isn't like half the liberals we know of that's being investigated for these kind of things right now. All he did, because he didn't want him talking about it, why he's running for president. Yeah, well, he'll have to pay the fines, but he's not going to go to jail for it. And I doubt he's going to get impeached for it. Because if you impeach this president right now, the economy will crash going into the next election and the Democrats will get swept out just like they did under Obama. Because any way you go, you're going to get blamed for this. The president, too, you know this. Nancy knows it. Nancy's all but said it. That's why she said, well, we don't want to really talk about impeachment right now. Because she knows it. The economy is a fragile thing, and it's doing well. 3.7 GDP, scheduled to go higher. Everything's moving forward. The Fed's going to raise rate a little bit, stabilize things, but nothing is anywhere near around crashing. The stock market is going to fluctuate all at once. The stock market is going to determine the rich people's money, but not ours. And as long as it stays like this, it's better for us that it's volatile on the way down because fuel's on the commodity market. Food's a commodity. It gets traded. The higher trades, the more it costs us. The lower trades, the cheaper it costs us. Yeah, right now I think everything is straightening itself out. It's balancing itself out. Everything's finding its spot. And unless the liberals do something stupid, I think this is going to be a long-term change. We could even see debt consolidation and even paying off some debt on this country. But for some reason, these liberals, and it's not all of them, can't seem to let go of losing people you lost. And even under Mueller's probe, look, he's not trying to get Trump for what Russia is. Oh, no. They're saying, oh, because he paid off two women. It's got nothing to do with Russia still. And again, it shows you how far off Mueller went off his purview. This has none of these charges have anything to do with Russia on any of these people. And frankly, I think in 2-3 years when this all finally gets in front of the Supreme Court, I think most of it's going to get thrown out because of the way it got handled from the get-go. No due process. We'll see. I've been pretty right about most of this stuff so far, so we'll see. Actually, the only prediction politically I've been off on was Donald Trump winning. I was amazed that he got in. Oh, I predicted from the get-go that the House, that the Democrats were going to lose everything, and the Republicans were going to maintain everything and take the presidency. I just thought it was going to be a different president, that's all. Yeah, well, fortunately for me, I do radio, and the archives are still published even today. It's only been 2 years. Those archives are still available. Matter of fact, quite a few of the archives when I was hosting with Stephanie Bonetti are still available. Y'all can go catch those. Well, oh, Gene, that was low. And no, those I took down. Just one of them things. Oh, no, Kirk, that's nice. All right, now we're just getting conspiracy going. Let's just move on to some more news. Sometimes, man, you Facebookers get crazy. Well, it used to be the Pal Talkers, but I think everybody's on Facebook now. You know, Kurt, I never have my Instagram account open on doing the shows. It's usually just the Facebook accounts. Pal Talk's open, but there's not really many people going there anymore, 4, 5, 6, 7 people sometimes. I've seen it, you know, everyone used to have 200-300 in it. Now it's just a couple of people here and there. Well, we're slowly but surely going to start transitioning things over to YouTube as soon as we figure out how they're going to let us monetize. Oh, no, last time they said we had too many duplications and something copyright thing. So somebody's going to go spend some time going through the 3,000 archives over there. Yeah, no, there's only like 1,500, 1,800 followers. No, I think there's only 1,500 followers over there. Yeah. Well, it's not something we push real hard or get involved with real hard or things like that. Oh, man. Dr. Rita Lewis, I got to remember to write her. I forgot all about her. I got to call her. Oh, it's from my other show. She's got a new book out. And I promised her to call her back the other day and got sidetracked with 5 million things as usual. Anyway, moving on with the news. New data shows asylum claims spiking at U.S. ports of entry. Oh, is that a surprise that U.S. asylum claims are spiking at U.S. ports of entry? No, really, guys. Is it a surprise? No. Let's be honest. Well, thanks, Jack. No, I'm actually not wearing a tie or anything. My hair's down, no tie, yeah. Lazy, it's the holidays, man. Mm-hmm. You see the tree back there? I know. Well, it's like the girl the other day who basically threw herself over the fence and hit the ground and had the baby. Yeah, she basically hit the – well, because the baby's a U.S. citizen and then she gets to stay. But that's all changing. Well, because no more anchor babies. Don't get pregnant, come here because you want to come get some free welfare and not still not be a citizen. That's what kills me. And this is what kills me about how ignorant liberals actually are sometimes. So these people come in, we let them come in our country, and still 15, 18 years later, they haven't gotten legal. Why? Because they don't have to pay taxes. Oh, shit. I know. I know. And they're collecting benefits left and right from it. So what are you going to do about it? I mean, it's one of those things. I think they're in the other room. For what? All right. No, I got distracted. My son come to ask me something. Maybe he confused me now. Hold on. I know, honey. Attacking hound dogs, crazy kids. It's the holidays. What can I say? Well, no, there's been a lot of... Sorry, there was a pause there. No, there's been a lot of stuff going on lately. There's been a lot of shift in Europe. Well, look at... Okay, first off, we got Crazy Macron the other day. He's going on and on about Trump and our country. Son of a bitch should be worried about his own country, right? But no, he's running his mouth on his television about Trump and climate change and all. So what happens a week later? His country's collapsing on itself, and mainly over these climate control bills. That's why America stopped. America was we used to be one of the main polluters in the world, and then we put all these things in control. Catalytic converters, air pollution control pumps, you name it. We our cars are way cleaner than anybody else on the planet. So instead of letting the rest of the world catch up with us, like China and Russia and India, because they're the main polluters these days, we are just going to spend more money. No. We did our share. To hell with you. We've been car prices and fuel prices and everything doubled in this country because of this bullshit. And so all I'm saying, that's enough. We don't need this anymore. You know, we just don't need to be going there anymore. The world's changing. And, you know, I said this 4 years ago when I was watching Europe fall apart. I said, I cannot believe Merkel's going to let 1 million Muslims into her country and another 1 million Muslims into the EU without vetting them. Well, they're still paying for it. Here we are 4 years later. They're still paying for it. England's leaving. You've got Greece and Italy consider leaving. It looks like Sweden's not even going to – they're going to pull back their letter to join. It's a disaster. All because somebody, some moron somewhere said, well, all Muslims are good people and we're just going to let them onto here, really? What? I'm still amazed as a Muslim mayor of London knowing how much they wanted out of Brexit and what it was over. Yeah, you got to kind of wonder how rigged that was. The problem here is they have the same problem we had, that we don't want them in our country. We want people to come to our country, but we want you to come vetted. We don't want terrorists in our country. It's like the other day I'm listening to CNN. Well, there was no bad people in that caravan. Really? It was over 113 MS-13 gang members arrested, but there was no bad people in that caravan. And that's what we know of. Out of that, we figured at least half of the people coming in had some type of charges against them. Yeah, well, they might not be legit, but they might be legit. We just don't know, and that's a problem. That's why they need to be vetted. You don't know how many child molesters, how many murderers, how many drug addicts, how many drug dealers, how many drug pushers are sneaking into our country. They need to be vetted. It's the proper thing to do. Because I have the right to be safe. My children have the right to be safe. My grandchildren, great-grandchildren have the right to be safe. They don't have to, shouldn't have to worry about walking down the street and some whack job blowing up a freaking building. It's bad enough we got to worry about these middle-class white guys shooting up schools and every other damn thing. It's white envy. We'll talk about that on another show. No, for most of the school shootings and all, we've done a couple of specials on this, but they seem to be, you know, young, 14 to 20 something, middle class, white suburban. They're not city boys. These aren't inner city kids, or these aren't even really country kids. These are just kind of suburban American kids. And I think a lot of them have been pushed so hard now for in different ways that it's their way of fighting back. Well, what's the one from Colorado said? Well, part of it was he was embarrassed to be a white man. Really? Why? What did he ever do? What did he, should he be embarrassed about? Yeah, that's liberal bullshit is what that is. That's more, it's like when I hear someone say, well, white people own slaves. Really? Well, black people own slaves too. But the real problem here is in this country, only 2-3% of the people in the country own slaves. So 97% of the white people never owned a slave, but yet they still get shit on like they did. And everybody expects them to pay for the 3% that did some. That's bullshit. Why should 97% of the population pay for something 3% did? No, that's bullshit. And you can get over that because every country on the planet's had slaves and every race on this planet has been slaves at one time or another. I know. It's like, well, no, a good friend of mine the other day tells me, well, white people have never been enslaved. I know, man. I fell off the chair. I couldn't stop laughing. No, I couldn't stop laughing. Oh, no, man. I was just like, really, dude, do you really believe that? He's like, yeah. I said, you ever heard of the Romans? Yeah. I said, they enslaved lots of white people. I said, you ever heard of the Greeks? I said, so did they. And I said, quite a few of the Middle Easterners did as well. I'm like, you ever heard of a guy called Moses? Which we don't have a color he was, but still, I was messing with him. Because it's such a stupid thing, man. Oh, man. So, because sometimes people are so stupid. You know, oh, I want reparations. Well, I freaking want reparations too. I'm part Native American. Where's my damn reparations? Oh, that was real smart, Bruce. So, Bruce said, I have to pay myself reparations because I'm part Italian, part Spanish. So, I'm one of the conquistadors. So I raped and pillaged myself. That shit ain't working, though, buddy. I'm sorry. That ain't working for me. But that's the point. Well, that's the thing. You know, most Americans didn't own slaves. But yet, for some reason, they expect all white people to be like, oh, well, why? Why would they? Their family never owned slaves. They don't... Why do you think they feel responsible for you? There's no reason for them to. They never owned slaves. They never endorsed slavery. Hell, half of their families probably fought and died in the Civil War to get slaves out. So, I mean, what? That's another thing. Have you ever, ever, ever heard any black person of any consequence tell the white people who died in the Civil War, thank you for dying for us? Not even once. They don't even want monuments of the Civil War anywhere. I'm not talking about in the South. I know. It's ridiculous. Actually, according to Ancestry, I have some African, some Asian, a good bit of Italian, some Cherokee. Well, it's Native American, but we know where it came from. A couple of things. No, I'm a mutt. I'm the melting pot. I've told y'all that 100 times. I am the melting pot. I am what true America. I am a true American. I'm not one bullshit American like y'all running around saying, well, I'm Italian American. I'm black American. No, you asshole. I'm an American of whatever descent I decide to be at that time, which right now it's Native American, so kiss my Cherokee ass. I'm just saying, Lacey, I read I am. No, really, I am. I am 1/8 Cherokee. Before I get y'all writing to me. Probably a little bit more than that, actually, but still, close enough. My grandma's a little bit more than 50%. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what are y'all going to do? Besides hate, stop with the hate. What I got? Like a how many liberal friends I got on this damn list? No, I'm not gonna ban y'all because I like screwing with y'all. But still, sometimes I wonder how y'all get on the damn list. Yeah, well, dude, okay. USOC fires chief of sports performance Alan Ashley after his silence on Nassar case. Wow, it took y'all this long? Y'all should have fired this sumbitch from the get-go. I'm just saying, you should have fired him. No, baby, I'm too sexy for radio. That's why I'm on TV now. Yeah, I'm on a roll tonight. What can I say? Yeah, y'all should all go to jail. Well, they're not going to go to jail, but they should all lose their jobs. I mean, all of them covered up for this guy. Why? And I don't even understand why. Was he paying these guys something or something? Or were they so far in now they had to continue to cover? I just don't get it. This guy was this powerful? That's sad they let somebody get like that. With France and the brink and Germany in limbo, Europe is in a dangerous place. And oh, yes, it is. We were just talking about that just a little while ago. Europe's got some issues they got to deal with. Because you had liberal leadership in running these countries for 3 or 4 years, or about 6 years, and then you had liberal leadership running the EU, and then it just all collapsed because liberals are idiots. One, because liberals don't believe in real facts. Liberals have this thing they call good facts. You know what a good fact is? It's something that sounds really good but is rarely ever true. That's why we say real facts versus good facts. Liberals believe in good facts, whereas everybody else believes in real facts. Actually, Bruce, I'm not a conservative. Oh, hell no. Some of the shit conservatives do, I want to slap as much as I want to slap liberals sometimes. No, I'm a centralist and middleist, yeah. Because I can go either way. And I do go – I swing both left and right. It just depends on things. On abortion, you know, abortion I swing more left and right. But there are some right views in there I like to sneak in. But still – I'm not for, you know, banning or getting rid of it, if that's what you're asking. Yeah, so. No, but I do think fathers should have more rights, and it's something we've been pushing for a while. Yeah, well, because you got to look at it from a guy's point of view, not from a woman's point of view. Oh, yeah, look from a woman's. No, we don't. Let's look at it from the guy's point of view. If he gets a woman pregnant, and automatically he's got to pay child support. He's either going to either marry the woman if they're in love and get married and have more babies, or he's going to have to be either take the kid and raise it itself and hopefully she pays child support, or he's got to pay the baby child support. He doesn't really have a choice. The judge is going to tell him that. So if he's liable for the kid when it's alive, why doesn't he have a say before the kid is killed? Because if he's willing to take and raise the baby, why would you murder a baby that somebody wants to take and raise? I've always had an issue with that. And here we go. I knew Joyce comes right off the bat. Well, because it's her body and it's 9 months of her life. Well, it's 40 years of his life, probably, maybe 50. Whoever raises that child is the one actually being put out. Oh, yeah. Oh, the mom had to carry for 9 months. I think that's way better than murder a baby, don't you think? So because you don't want to carry a baby for 9 months because you were stupid and didn't use protection, either one of y'all. You're going to kill a baby when the father's perfectly willing to take it. You got to carry it for 8 months. You had the baby. And he says, okay, well, you don't have to do anything. No child support, no nothing. You don't even have to see the kid. I'll take it and take care of it. I don't see why you would kill a baby in that circumstance. And I can't see anyone that can justify that any way. There's no way to justify that. Unless it's a risk to the mother's health, there is no way to justify it. Yeah, you liberals can try all day long, but there is none. No, I've got way bigger than y'all on this, man. And put some big names and slap them down with that because you can't get away with it. And what got me about this was originally when I came out with this, women were getting really pissed at me. And then I stopped in the middle of a show about 3 years ago or 4 years ago and said, well, look, ladies. I said, let's look at the moms and the grandmoms. I said, if this was your son and this was their child, would you still think it was okay for this mother to abort the baby? And all of a sudden it changed to no. Because then they were like, oh, wait a minute. We're talking about my grandkid here now or my great-grand. Oh, hell no. Everything changed. We're talking about once it becomes personal to you, things change. And I don't think the women liberals realized that was going to happen, but it did. And there's been quite a few cases now, one where the mother had to carry the baby to term. Yeah, no, isn't it a bitch when a court tells you that? Well, because it's still you're killing a newborn or a new baby. I'm sorry, not a newborn. I'm not going to argue when consciousness starts on a child. For me, life starts at the conception to spark a life. That's when it becomes alive. It's alive at that point. You don't know what consciousness. You have no idea how much of us is reflex and DNA versus how much is what we're taught. So, yeah, it's a bad assumption. And I know even at very young ages, babies, respond to touch and voice and while still in the mother's womb. I'm talking young. That's the argument. But the point is, why chance it when there's someone willing to take and raise and take care of this child? Yeah, it sucks, and I do understand that your body and it's 8 months or 9 months out of your life. But that's it. That's the inconvenience. After that, it's on the father. Unless you want to be involved, it's on the father. I mean, they're not even going to hit you for child support. So you determine whether 8 months of taking care of yourself is worth killing a baby. I don't know how you're going to justify that it is. Sorry, guys. You can try and try and try, but you're just not going to be able to justify that. But that's why I said I'm a middleist, because I do believe that abortions should be there. But I do believe that if there's someone willing to take and raise that baby, then that should be taken in consideration. I know. It's a bitch being a middleist sometimes. There's lots of middle things like that. Lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff. Well, Clara asked me about socialism the other day on one of the shows, and I was thinking about it. In the old days, we used to hunt down communists and socialists in our country and put them in jail. But now we're electing them to office. I wonder if that's even legal. Maybe we should check into that. Well, John, we'll talk about it in a minute. Let's see what else we got. Poor France burning to the ground. I love when they told Trump to mind his own business. Trump, like Trump's going to – and wait. So I'm listening to CNN. They're not chanting Trump's name to the day of videos online. Screaming Macron should be more like Trump. Oh, yeah. You know that's going to burn his ass, buddy, because Trump's backing him. Oh, you're not going to – well, if you go looking for it, it's out there. But see it on our news, maybe on Fox, maybe on Al Jazeera or One America, but you're not going to see it anywhere else.
Oh, no.
CNN and NBC and – oh, no, you're not going to do that. They're so liberal, it's not even funny. Why would they do that? That would hurt them. Actually, Chris, I did talk about that Bloomberg is putting his hat officially in to run for president in 2020. Bloomberg, you're a moron. The world's going to laugh at you, Bloomberg. They don't like you to start off with. It's why your business could never get outside of New York. Well, that's a difference. Yeah, because some people can. This is another thing here. This is about France again. Don't drop the ball. U.S. tech investors warn Macron over taxes because he's getting stupid. He's taxing. He wanted to do like a dollar gas tax on every gallon of petrol, not just that, on heating fuels and all that. And then on top of that, he wants to tax all new business coming to his country like 50. No way, man. You're stupid. It's another liberal fantasy what they thought. Remember, under Obama, if we just raise the minimum wage of $15 an hour, it'll save everything. Well, they tried that in three states, and it was a complete and utter disaster. Trump comes in, cuts regulations, cuts all kind of things, cuts taxes. Boom, everybody gets a raise. Boy, and I mean, bam, everybody gets a raise. It's a difference between being a businessman and not. And most you got to remember this, ladies and gentlemen, most people that serve in Congress are not businessmen. These are people, you ever heard the thing about people who can't do teach? It's the same with Congress. People who can't do become politicians. Because for some reason or other, there seems to be a very low expectation in politicians. Well, look at Alexandra Cortez. She's a moron. Yeah, I thought her IQ is more than 10. I mean, she didn't know what the three branches of Congress was. Well, I'm sorry. Now I'm doing like she is, the three branches of Congress. That's what she kept repeating over and over, the three branches of Congress. And I was like, oh, my God, you're an idiot. It's way more than that. It's like when she said that there was a $21 trillion mistake with the Pentagon hasn't even given $21 trillion since its existence. I mean, shit, that's our deficit. I mean, the girl is an idiot. And I love it. You see like CNN or one of these idiots like Huffington Post or somebody, oh, look at her, great ideas. And you're thinking, really? And this is the country you want to live in? See, when I see shit like this, I'm thinking, what the hell's going on in America? These people need to be evicted. No, these aren't the things that made America the great nation. This is people that made like Venezuela. Honestly, if the liberals had their – liberals got what they actually wanted right now, we would be Venezuela. Russia and China would have passed us up. We'd be losing everything barely. Our military would be falling apart because we wouldn't have the money to maintain it. It's a sad state of affairs, my people. But it's bad when big business starts warning you about stuff. Oh, this is over Kevin Hart. I don't know how many of y'all offended over Kevin Hart. You know, Kevin Hart, he was going to do the awards. And then because he said something homophobic, like, you know, maybe he called someone a faggot or something. I'm not sure. But he did something homophobic. And now he can't do the awards. And I just have to wonder why. Because, you mean, this Amy Schumer person has said lots of homophobic stuff and lots of nasty. She's a bully. She's like that Kathy with that nasty redheaded Kathy girl that tried to cut the president's head off. She's another bully. And there was way more. I mean, there was lots of famous people who have said really nasty stuff, but no one's hating on them. You notice that the liberals picked and choose now who they want to try to destroy. I'm sure Kevin Hart's not a perfect guy. Kevin Hart's a brother that came up the hard way and probably had a lot of knocks along the way. You know, he's probably a manly man. He's probably not a girly man. That's another thing liberals want. They want all men to be girly. Yeah, if you can't figure out what I'm talking about, shame on you. You're probably already a girly man. Are you a girly man? Yes, you're a girly man, aren't you? Yes, I can tell. Liberalism and conservatism does not work in this country. Liberals and conservatives should serve the middle. The majority party should be a middle party with about 50-55% being in the middle. And the only way that anything can be done in this country is if the left or the right help them out. That way everybody would get what they needed. But now it's all about holding on to power. If the power was ensured that each side had 21% or 26% and the other had said that 40, then there would be no power struggle. It would just be a matter of swapping people out from time to time because they weren't getting stuff done. But the way it is now, it's come on. You only keep your damn House seat for 2 years. So all that means you get elected, you start running again. You don't even get time to do anything. You just, well, it's a year now. I got to start getting ready for the next race. I mean, that is the most moronic, stupid thing I've ever seen. Oh, I think that the Senate should be reduced to 4 years and the House should be raised to 4 years, but I think they should be in a flip. So that it's one every other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would make the country run a little smooth, I bet you. Oh, I don't know, people. I got to say, sometimes some of the shit I see depresses me severely. Especially when I see this girl. This girl is just, oh my God. Satan beat her with an ugly stick and swept her out the door. I said, bitch, get out of here. I know, huh? And why is she always showing off her fat? Look, I got fat. Do y'all really want me to be playing with my belly on television? Is this what y'all want to see? Because I'll rip my shirt and start playing with my belly. She's forever doing it. I'm thinking, why are you doing that, nasty girl? I don't want to see your sweaty, nasty, lint-filled belly. I know. I'm just, God. People are disgusting sometimes. Oh, I guarantee you did it to her. She'd be offended like you wouldn't believe. Oh. You know, I heard nothing about the Connor since what's her name's going. Nah, it doesn't sound like it's doing too well. It sounds like it's kind of crapping out there a little bit. Who knows what's going to happen with that one? And Roseanne's gone somewhere, probably to hell. This case right here, I was talking about this case with my wife earlier today. This one just kind of confuses me. Okay. This woman's looking at 51 years, okay? Now, she said she killed this guy because he was a sex trafficker. He was selling her and sex trafficker and selling her as a prostitute and all sorts of other things. But for some reason or another, they didn't believe her. And she got 51 years. And supposedly this has been going on since she was 16. Well, I don't know. I mean, I read it, but they don't give you enough to really know. I guess it just wasn't any evidence to prove it. I mean, if you're going to blow somebody's brains out, you better have some evidence to prove it because the court's going to be like, well, I think you lied to me. I'd really like to know because it sucks if she was being sex trafficked and she killed the guy and now she's going to do 50 years. I mean, come on. Now, if it wasn't that, then yeah, it's okay. But still, I mean, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. Got a lot going on. NASA Mars InSight Lotus snaps selfie. Yeah, did y'all? Yeah, you were here. I'm always happy when NASA's landing anything. I'm happy that we're going out to the asteroids. I'm happy we're landing stuff on Mars. I'm happy we reworked the Hubble telescope so it's got clearer images. I'm happy we're hunting for planets. I'm always, man. Look, space exploration's a thing to me. Well, when I was younger, I really was hoping, because when I joined the Navy, I joined to be a pilot so I'd have a chance at the space program. But after I was in the service for a while, I realized that it's so few people that get to go. It was going to take so long and so much. I was like, nope. No, instead I got into advanced avionics and advanced electronics. Oh, yeah, man. If it's electronic and it didn't matter what it was or what level of electronics was, I got to work on it. It didn't matter if it was on the USS Nimitz or one of our fighters or on the it didn't matter. If I was a tech on duty, I'm the one who worked on it. Well, I was advanced tech, which means, well, I had to have a really high security clearance, too. It's more about, it's not so much, because I was too young. They weren't really looking to see what I had done. They were looking to see if I would be easily approached or if I would sell information. That's really what they were more interested in. It's more about your character at my age than it was anything else. Yeah, because I hadn't really, I mean, I was 18, come on, 17, 18. So, I mean, come on. What I mean, wasn't much time to get into anything. So they were really just, you know, talking to people about who and what I was. And then I know 2 years after that, they did another one. And then every 4 years, they do a background check just to make sure that nothing else crazy is going on. Well, I doubt anything I knew back then is relevant today. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we use today that was actually being used back then. But I doubt, you know, I've only been flagged once, and that was for talking about EMP shielding. So, And that was probably too – now I don't even think they care, but it was probably too soon. But no, I love my country. I would never do something like that. Why would anybody do something like – why would you want to sell out your country? I mean, what kind of piece of crap would we want to sell out their country? I believe in my country. I believe in who and what it is. I believe that it's a great and powerful nation, and given its right time and let the people have their way, it'll always be a great and powerful nation. We will eventually right all of our wrongs. It'll take some time, but it gets better every year. But when you start having to shit on someone to get someone else's rights, it doesn't ever work. You can't hate on one group to get your rights. You can't step your way up to the next level on someone else's neck. It just doesn't work in our country. Not at least along the species, anyhow. Politicians, well, that's a whole different thing, man. Crushing their little necks is probably how they get from top to bottom. Well, we only got a couple minutes left, but let's see. NASA Voyager 2 probe has entered interstellar space. Interstellar space. It's outside of the solar system. It's the second one now to leave. The first one already left interstellar space, or into interstellar space. Yes. Well, basically what that means is the gravitational – our sun has no more gravitational effect on the probe anymore. It's hauling ass, baby, in the deep space, broadcasting away. Light years out there going, look, stupid humans live here. Stupid humans live here. Stupid humans live there. Look, and they don't have no technology. Look how crappy of a probe I am. We're idiots. We're announcing to the whole universe. So here, we're right here, and we have nothing to stop – any alien that can come here, we're screwed. Just know it, okay? We just don't have that kind of technology right now. Yeah, that'd be like trying to chase a TIE fighter with an F-16. It's just not going to happen, people. I'm just saying. Oh, man, we're dumbasses as a species sometimes. Well, no, we get a lot of news in. Nah, well, Lily's here, we get a lot of news in. I just like to chat with Lily because she's my buddy. I like to chat with her. If she's getting married, she didn't tell me. Oh, well, next time I talk to her, I'll ask her. Don't write to her. She's got an email. Well, no, I never email. I text her. No, I'm not giving you a phone number. Oh, God, get out of here. Jesus. So, you know, one of these days, I'm just going to turn it off. If I ever start charging for these shows, I'm going to have to turn y'all off. I can tell y'all that now. Good Samaritan gives first-class plane seat to mother baby traveling to hospital for treatment. This is actually a pretty good story. Yeah, it's just nice to see there's still good people out there. Well, no, I still open doors for ladies. I open doors for men. It's just a polite thing to do. I can tell you this, to my friend who told me again the other day, who said, or she said, chivalry is dead in the North. It is not dead in the South. The chivalry is still alive and well practiced in the South. And you know what? When I was out in the Midwest, it was still alive out there. When I was out in L.A., not so much. People are rude in L.A. It's a stinky, rude town. Well, it's got some beautiful parts, but, I mean, the place got like a – you ever eat them cheap donuts and they leave like a film on your mouth? That's kind of how you feel after you've been walking around in L.A. for a while, like there's a film over your skin or something. Look, I live in deep South. We don't have pollution like that down here. Yeah, maybe if you live in one of the propane alleys or something, but no, nowhere else. Not from the big cities, uh-uh. Even Atlanta, I just got back from Atlanta not that long ago. It wasn't dirty like that. No. Houston's not. Dallas is not. It's just different. But we also get a lot of rain, too. That might help. Oh, this here. I can't breathe were his final words. Well, if the story holds true, they gave him a shot. Probably some cocktail that killed him. It was probably, the way that sounds, it wasn't even that horrific of a way to die. Originally said they blunted him to death and cut him to pieces, but now we found out they euthanized him as the term being used, and then they cut him up to pieces and put the pieces in acid, and now they can't find anything of him. Yeah, technically, the reason the Saudis got busted is because they couldn't find him. Nobody knew what happened to him. Then they tried to put like a dummy out there, a lookalike. Yeah, that was just stupid. I don't know what they thought was going on there. Well, they had to know the U.S. citizens are not that stupid. Neither the Brit or the – I was going to say the Brits, but the EU. Who knows? It's just a sad thing. I just don't know why he went there. He said, he had to go get his marriage license. Let me tell you what. If you were working for the king – went to work for Sun and then started talking shit about the Sun, and you know he's killed other people. I went nowhere around where this guy could have got his hands on me. Yeah, I mean, it was like almost like it was just weird. I don't know what he said about the prince to get him killed. I haven't seen anything. Yeah. Another young woman goes missing. Yeah, this one was in Colorado. Yeah, so if y'all seen it as a photo, or if you've seen it, contact the local PD. Oh, wait, did y'all see, what was it? Was it Miss Universe and Miss America, one of them, when they were younger, when they won another contest, they were sending out topless photos to young boys? Oh, I know. Women, look, ladies. You know, I was a young guy, and I liked older women. I even married one, but the thing about it is, it ain't the old world anymore. Unfortunately, we're in a new world where you go to prison now. Because they can't put a man in jail for doing that if they don't put the woman in jail. They even have to give you the same jail time. I'm just telling you. There have been a lot of women going to jail lately over young men. And, yeah, I don't think the young man cares. I mean, any red-blooded – come on. Most young men would be like, oh. Well, I guess you could call it taking advantage, but I don't think it did hurt. All right. I can't speak for women, okay, but I don't think it hurt these young men any. These 15, 16, 17-year-old guys, because they slept with a woman that was older than them. At worst, they got laid. At best, they might have learned something. Well, because I don't mean there was no harm, there was no rage, there was more. Well, I guess there was. Technically, it is molestation, but I don't know. It's a tough one because you can't have one without the other. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, if it's the law is the same whether you're male or female. If you're 16, male or female, and you're sleeping with an adult, well, the adult's in trouble. The world's a changing place. But, yeah, like I said, a while back, it wouldn't even been a big deal. It would have been, look how cute. Oh, yeah, she's helping. Yeah, but not now. Now it's not even funny. A lot of teachers went to jail last year. I was amazed how many teachers, female teachers, I got in trouble for this last year. Last two was like a run-on. It was like weekly for a while there. Under Obama, there was a lot of weird weekly things that were going on. A lot of those have stopped now. So I'm sure something else will just fill in. But still, man, it was weird. Well, this a friend of mine, Frank, was on me about this. And I told him I thought that the Supreme Court would uphold a Planned Parenthood. And from what I've seen today, U.S. top court rebuffs state bid to cut Planned Parenthood funds. I know. Well, because these states don't want overpopulation. Look at California. You know, California and New York will always be pro-kill people because they have such big populations. It's to their benefit for this. But you don't see places like Texas and Florida, which have equally big populations, doing this. They don't have to. They don't want to. Oh, actually, if it wasn't for the federal courts, the South wouldn't have abortion now. As it is, you can barely get an abortion in Mississippi. Yeah, it's tough. Well, the problem is the states can't outlaw it, but they can make it hard to do if they want to. So, and then you got this other problem, and I've seen cases of this where states will allow 3 abortions. I have no idea why it's okay to kill 3 kids, but okay. But that's not good enough for a lot of people. Then we'll go to other states and have it done. That means, because that's always been one of my problems with abortion, it should not be allowed to be used as birth control. One mistake, okay. Two, I'm kind of wondering. 3, what are you, stupid? After that, you should just be fixed. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely for that. Yeah, because if you got to have an abortion after 3, you need to be fixed. There's just something wrong with you, and obviously you just get a kick out of killing babies. That's my own personal views. A little football? After Redskins slammed their fans turned back on the Redskins, turned their backs on the Redskins. Yeah, they walked out on it. Well, they were getting slaughtered. The Giants just murderized them. I don't know what happened. They just got murderized. Let's see. Facing defeat, Theresa May seeks delay on Brexit vote in Parliament. I don't know if she's going to. Well, they're trying to figure out how they're leaving. And that's been going on for 2 years. And see, this is the problem with politics. It almost immobilizes a country. This shit shouldn't take this long. The country voted. The country said, get us out. They should already be out. It shouldn't take 2 years to get out. Yeah, because they're trying to delay it long enough to get a new government in, to get a new vote, to try to stay in. That's exactly what they're doing. They're not wanting to go by the will of the people. Because liberals just don't do that. Liberals believe in their way is the only way, and the rest of y'all are all stupid idiots. And what's funny about this is 2 years before this, they did a temp vote and they were going to get Brexit, was going to get out, and they still wouldn't do it. And they're like, well, we'll just vote again. Well, yeah, I don't think you're going to win now because Europe's even worse than it was a couple months ago. So I'm not really sure that, you know, another vote's going to help you, Brexit, non-Brexit people. I think it's going to actually hurt you. Just do what the people asked and maybe you'll stay in power. If you don't, you know one thing for sure, they're going to kick you out of power. Supreme Court won't consider state efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Yeah, too bad. They let the lower courts rule on it. It'll be a mess for a while. Wall Street faces stomach-churning swings as economic uncertainty grows. Okay, there is no economic uncertainty except in the stock market. Everything else in the country is running status quo. Oh, no, this is more of this. We got to make you think things are bad. Oh, yeah, it's got things. Oh, no, no. If anything's bad, it's because the liberals are trying to make it bad. Because they can't stand the fact that Trump came in and did more in 2 years than Obama did in 8. Actually, technically, according to the list, he's done more than Obama did in 8 and Bush did in the last 2. So he's done more than 2 presidents over the course of 10 years in 2 years. Think how long. Do y'all remember how long it took Obama to get the Mexico-Canada deal? Like 2 years. And we got a piss-poor deal. Here comes Trump, turns it right around. Here comes Trump. Everybody said the Iran deal was a crappy deal and America got screwed. He comes in and gets rid of it. Everybody said, oh, you'll never even get Kim to come to the table. He's done it twice now. I don't know. And we want to kick him out because he paid some girls off? I'm confused. Well, yeah, a president actually cares and wants to do something for the country. And, oh, I know, Jen, I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for either one of them. But when somebody does good, I mean, when Obama did good, I said, when he did good, when he did shitty, I said, when he did shitty. I said from day one, Trump was a dog, no good bastard, but he would probably end up being a good president because he is a good businessman. And sure enough, well, I have to agree with some of the people I heard speaking today about Well, this is how we're going to treat presidents. Then every past president would probably end up in jail. We know Obama broke several laws, including the IRS. And that was another love. The IRS thing and the Hillary Clinton thing was enough to put him in jail for 10 years. So, I mean, if we're going to start doing this, then we're going to have to go back and just start putting presidents in jail. I mean, is that the banana republic we want to become? Yeah, it's ridiculous, and I agree. But anyway, we are out of time now. So, actually, Christina George is off until, I believe, January 8th for the holidays. And Lily will be back on January 8th, too. And I'll be here on Monday next week, probably playing music on Christmas and New Year's Eve, at least for a while, because I'll probably go out Christmas Eve. But, of course, on Tuesday, New Year's Day, and Tuesday, well, there won't be any shows on Christmas Day, so you don't have to worry about that. New Year's Day, there might be, though. We do shows a lot of times on New Year's Day, so you might catch us on New Year's Day. Next week and the rest of this week and all of next week's shows, as usual, except for Christina and that. And then Jeff, I believe, goes off. I think next Friday is his Friday for the next 3 or 4 weeks, and he's off. That's the Church of Mavis. Yeah, we have, I think, 4 shows. And You Heard It Here is actually on season break right now. They've been off for 5 weeks now, 4 weeks now. They'll be back in 8 weeks, sometime around the beginning of February, middle of February, they'll be back. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the lineup for now, and y'all have everything good. I appreciate everybody who visits all of our venues. I wish y'all would more. Y'all would subscribe to YouTube, visit us on YouTube more often. Like and subscribe. On that note, I'm going to get out of here. Y'all will be catching a replay of Paranormal Radio. Sorry, guys. Anyway, good night, and thanks for tuning in to News on the Flip Side, Monday's edition. Good night, everybody.